This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, you should have seen the looks here at halftime. People were walking around here at 95.7 The Game like, oh my God, they're losing. The shock and disbelief of the employees here at 95.7 The Game, it was like a morgue. I remember one guy came up, Matt, and looked at the score right before half and was like, is that right? Is that real?
A lot of double takes. A lot of double takes. Usually people walk by, they check the score, and they go, all right, I'm going to keep going on with my business. Tonight they check the score, then they double back and say, is this right? Yeah, they're losing. They're losing, but only for a half. They came back and certainly flipped the script in the second half. They picked up their defense. They started getting out in transition because of turnovers, and they ended up winning a game by 16 that they were down by 16 at halftime. So it's all's well that ends well, but I do think they're a little bit different without Draymond Green. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, what'd you see, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. Obvious early, there was a difference. But in the third, they went on the 17-2 run and a total of 18 turnovers in the second half. And it's very tough to be a team that turns it on when you want to turn it on. But when you have the kind of talent, you kind of have the firepower and really the will. They've got great will, even without Draymond Green. When you look at Kevin Durant, he does bring an edge.
He does.
There is something to him.
He definitely does not like to lose, and he got annoyed in the first half, got a technical foul. He had slipped on defense, and they'd called him for a foul on the play. He was very upset. He got a technical foul, and from that moment on, he seemed to be playing, you're right, a little bit angry, and then he came out in the second half, and the Warriors, I think, scored the first 9 points of the second half, completely turned the game around. But they got good efforts from a lot of different people. Obviously, Durant was good tonight. Zaza Pachulia was excellent tonight. He finished with, 15 points and 14 rebounds tonight. So that was obviously a big-time game. And Kevon Looney gets the start, and they win in his start. And the bench does a nice little job. David West and Ian Clark chipping in. And that's the kind of effort you need on the road when you're missing a big player like Draymond Green.
So we want to hear from you. What'd you see without Draymond Green tonight at 888-957-9570? Because obviously early it affected this team. And I don't want to hear about the flight. It's a three-hour difference. It's not that...
Yeah, but flight's about 5.5-6 hours.
Yeah.
That's a long flight.
That was the day before.
Well, but you get into New York and then, you know, you can't go right to sleep.
Now, if you're going out...
I don't know that.
If you're going out and having dinner and having a few, okay, then I understand. But let's not make the flight up to be bigger than it is.
Those cross-country flights, boy, they'll get
you. 888-957-9570. What'd you see tonight, Warrior fans, without Draymond Green in there? And congratulations to Draymond Green and for having his first son.
Yep. Draymond Jr. If you would have had a boy, would you have named him Chris Jr.?
No.
Chris the Second?
No.
Sir Chris?
I was going to name him Brett.
Really?
After George Brett, yeah.
No, you weren't.
It's my favorite. That's my guy.
Yeah. You like George Brett?
My favorite player of all time.
He was a red ass.
Yeah, exactly. That was my guy.
I was a big Yankee fan.
He owned you. I loved him so much. I went back
and... He was a hell of a player.
Oh, are you kidding me? The Hall of Famer? I love George Brett so much that when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, I went back to see it in 99.
Really?
Yeah, I took my brother and my two best friends.
So what was your connection with him? You just liked him?
Just loved
him.
Well, you know, my grandfather was the first third baseman ever to be the MVP. He was a third baseman MVP. There was just something about, I loved him. My grandfather managed the Kansas City Athletics in 1960 before they came to Oakland, but there was always the connection with my family with the A's and Kansas City.
Right, right.
I just, he was my guy, number five. What a great player.
Well, He was the player I least liked to see up as a Yankee fan.
He owned the goose.
He did.
So that was, you know, not having... So Draymond's going to be out. I have no... What is the paternity deal in the NBA? I don't know what it is.
They don't think he's going to be back tomorrow, but I have a hard time believing he's going to miss Sunday's game against the Cavaliers. But I think the way the Warriors have announced it is he's definitely going to miss tonight. Obviously, he missed tonight's game. I think Steve Kerr's prepared and the team's prepared for him to miss tomorrow against the Pistons.
No doubt. You should. As a father, you need those two games.
I think he's flying to Cleveland on Saturday. That's
my
call.
I think there's no chance of him missing Cleveland.
I don't either. I don't think he's going to be able to sit that one out and be back in the Bay Area while his teammates are at home.
So that's 2 days that you're there with the family.
Sure.
The baby was born at 3:55 in the morning.
Right.
Mother's healthy, which is great.
Yep.
And you spend 2 days. I mean, let's face it, back in the day, speaking of my grandfather who played 15 years in the big leagues, he didn't see my mother be born or my Aunt Judy. Because back in the day, they didn't have that.
Right.
When you're playing in the 40s and the 50s, they didn't have that. And you're going by train, they didn't have that.
The one thing I found as the father of three is that when the youngsters are really, really young, like a few days, a few weeks, even a few months, they don't really need daddy at that point. They need mom. And they need mom in a big way.
Unless you had twins like I did.
Oh, that's true.
Then
that's
it's
true.
A
then you
whole
got
help. Different
that's
ballgame.
That's true. And then you got a lot of help. I mean, you can always help as the father, but in terms of the necessities,
yes, you're
they need mom.
It does not. The baby does not need you. But, you know, great for Draymond Green,
of course,
who now has a daughter and now has a baby boy, a special day for him. And for him, I guarantee him sitting back and his team wins. Hopefully he wins again tomorrow, and then he rejoins the club with a little energy because if there's anybody on this Golden State Warrior team that took the loss of Game 7 and the series against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals harder than anybody, I guarantee it was Draymond Green.
And he should have. And he should have because you could make a case that he was the most responsible Warrior for them losing a 3-1 lead and ending up losing the series to the Cavaliers, obviously because he got suspended. I mean, I know we all know how Draymond is, and there's no way he didn't take that loss extremely hard. You know, the one thing that I watched tonight and kept thinking about was, and you've brought this up, and I was talking to Jim Barnett the other day too, and he brought it up too. I think you can make a case that Draymond Green is the Warriors' MVP.
I got absolutely roasted by two different writers when I brought that up, and I brought this up last week, and I can't remember the one guy from ESPN, but he laughed. And I went, okay, and sometimes you just got to wear it, because I knew I was out there possibly on thin ice, but I'll stick up for what I'm starting to believe is if you're going to tell me this is the best team in basketball— and you're going to tell me he is the glue and he is the guy that makes it go, then why wouldn't he at least be in the conversation? And I think you see tonight, if you took Draymond Green out, let's knock on wood, hopefully nothing ever happens to him, but if you took him out, what would they be defensively? What would they be offensively? How good would they be without him? Because remember, he took over for David Lee and then they won a title.
Right.
Stephen Clay could always shoot.
Yep. I think they would be worse offensively and worse defensively. I don't know if he's the MVP, but I'll tell you what, Chris, it's not far-fetched. And the reason I say that is this. You have four great players on this team, Draymond, Curry, Clay, and Durant. If you took any one of the other three players off the floor, excluding Draymond Green, you'd still be left with two scorers. In other words, if you took Clay Thompson off this team, you'd still have Curry and Durant, who are two prolific scorers, and you'd still have Draymond Green. That would still be an incredible offense, and your defense would still be, obviously, excellent because you'd have Draymond Green. But if you took Draymond Green off this team, you would lose a defensive player, a rebounder, a passer. You would lose your emotional heart and soul. You would remove the most competitive player on the team. And what you would have would be three prolific scorers, which is great except in basketball, it's a team game, and you need players to rebound, to defend, and to do all the other things. And without Draymond Green, they have one less player to do those things, and he is phenomenal at them. If you had to take Draymond Green off this team, I do not think they would be favorites to win it all. But if you took, let's say, Klay Thompson off the team, I still would like their chances. Even if you took Curry off the team, you're still sitting with Durant and Klay Thompson, who are two incredible scorers. I think you'd still have a chance to win it with those two.
What about without Durant?
Yeah, I don't know about Durant. Although, basically, that was the Warriors last year, and they almost won it. So they've proven they can win it without Durant 2 years ago, and last year they got back to the finals. I'm just saying, the more you watch the Golden State Warriors, the more you realize Draymond Green is much needed on this team.
888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. The Golden State Warriors with the win over the Brooklyn Nets, 117-101. They've won six in a row. We get to your phone calls coming up right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors wrap-up. Here's Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
And it's time to get out to the calls. Let's talk to the fans, brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers. Keep it real. Make it Nation's. How good would a Nation's hamburger be right now?
What about their pies? Don't sleep on their pies.
That's fact. Pies are phenomenal.
I was sleeping on their pies for a few years, but I was informed that the pies are tremendous.
You know I like to take care of our sponsors.
Of course.
I remember the first Nation's I ever had.
Really?
Because, you know, going to San Jose State,
okay,
Nation's not in the South Bay. First time I ever had a Nation's hamburger, we played St. Mary's up in Moraga. And after a game, the team bus stopped off at Nation's. I went, you know, wow, this is fantastic.
I didn't know they didn't have Nation's in the South Bay. Do they now?
I don't believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, who informed you of those pies, Matt?
Feldhaus.
Yeah, that's right.
Feldhaus is a big pie guy.
Big really?
Pie guy. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got that going for you,
yeah.
Which is nice. 888-957-9570. Anthony in South City, lead us off tonight here on Warriors Wrap Up after the Warriors take down the Brooklyn Nets 117-101.
What's up, boys? Townie, I love you. Go Spartan. Steiny, I love you, my man. I got to start off tonight. I got to give Draymond, I'm going to give him a good time and I'm going to give him a bad time. First, start off on the bad time. You know, I know he's a family man. He's got a kid now. I hate to bring it up. Didn't he get in the summer caught with sending a private part photo of himself? You know, hey, God love him. Second of all, good part. This team can't function without him. I had an argument with one of my friends earlier. He said with the new CBA in a couple years, what do you expect? You know, who do you want? Who do you think will leave? And out of the big four. And I think Klay, at the end of the day, I mean, obviously you want everyone to stay, you know, as a Warrior fan. But if I had to pick one to leave, I got to pick Klay. Draymond does too much for this team. You know, Durant and Curry are going to get paid. I think Klay's the odd man out. I know, you know, we're killing everyone, so we like to talk about things that will happen in 4 or 5 years.
Right.
We'd like to get your guys' opinion on that. And Draymond is, as we saw in the first half, and he's just too important to this team. You guys were exactly right. I mean, just his energy, his defense, his leadership. He's too big of a piece for this team, man. I can't see him off this team, and I don't want to. So keep on killing it, guys, and look forward to talking to you guys soon.
I think I hear you. I hear you. And we don't have to make this decision right now, obviously, but – if it's going to be tough keeping these four guys together, then you got to make some hard choices about which guy you end up letting go. And like I said, we're not there for a while, but
yeah, doesn't the new CBA allows you to kind of keep everybody as of right now?
Right now, yeah.
You're not going to have a bench.
Right. I mean, Curry will be a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to get mega millions.
200 million, yeah.
And then Durant, they can also pay. And then after that, we'll see what happens. But Draymond Green is a very, very important part of this team, and I thought it was evident in the first half tonight.
Somebody has to be the guy. Somebody has to be the muscle. Somebody has to be the energy. Somebody has to be the red ass. Somebody has to be the guy on the bench that when things aren't going good, he's got to look at the MVP. He's got to look at the future Hall of Famer and go, what the hell's going on?
Yep. He's the only one that can hold everybody accountable at the defensive end.
Doesn't every single team, a championship team's got to have at least one guy?
I think so. It's almost like if you have a baseball team and you have four or five big power hitters. Well, that's great, but you got to get somebody who can get on base. And you got to get some players who can play defense. And that's the way I look at the Warriors right now. They've got Durant, Curry, and Klay Thompson. They're phenomenal scorers, among the best in the league. But Draymond is the player who does all those other things that have to occur for you to be a good basketball team.
Steph Curry is a phenomenal talent. We'll get to your calls at 888-957-9570. He's a phenomenal talent, but he's the good guy, and he's also the guy that every single time he makes a basket or a free throw, he's pointing to the sky, and he's doing this kind of stuff.
You don't like that, do you?
I'm just saying that's who he is. Klay's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Durant's kind of quiet. I don't see any one of those guys taking over the huddle and calling people out and making them accountable.
No. If they lose Draymond Green, they lose their edge. They lose their
edge.
That's right. That's right. I even wouldn't say they lose some of their edge. They lose their edge.
They would become exactly what Charles Barkley says they are.
That's not a bad call. That's not a bad call. I hear you on that. I never thought I'd say that Draymond Green is the most important player on the Warriors, let's say, even as recently as a couple years ago. But this year, seeing the way he's playing, seeing all the different things he does, and seeing just how hard he competes every single night. That's something where, just by the way he competes a lot of times, he'll lift other guys up when they're not playing well or when they're not feeling it. And tonight, that first half, it was like, ho-hum. They gave up 65 points. They were shooting threes. It wasn't really working for them. And then they got it going in the second half. And luckily they were playing a team, the Brooklyn Nets, who are not very good. They're 7-21.
They give you their A game in the first half, though.
Yeah, but it just goes to show you, even without Draymond Green, this team's good enough to beat a lot of teams. I'm not saying they would go in the tank without Draymond Green, but I don't know if we could call them the favorites to win it all.
It's like when Draymond Green first came to the Warriors, and I think he lived in Emeryville. Everybody else was living in different spots, and nothing wrong with Emeryville, but it's not expensive as San Francisco or certain places in the East Bay. And he goes, hey, I don't have that kind of money, but I've always been poor, and I'm never going to lose that edge. He's been paid the money. Yeah. Draymond Green is set up. His family is set up forever, and he's not going to lose that edge.
Nope.
There's an edge to him that East Lansing, I don't even know, where'd he grow up in Michigan?
East Lansing. Is he a Flint guy?
Because I know East Lansing is where
Saginaw?
Michigan State is, but wherever he is, he's from a tough place in Michigan, and that has never left. And that's the edge. Because the thing is, we think of Draymond Green as this big, bad dude. He's 6'7".
Right.
We're not talking about a guy who's 6'9", 6'10", built like Karl Malone. Have I told you a story about the Raider game?
No.
So, and we'll get to your calls at 888-957-9570, but Draymond Green, what game is it?
Saginaw. He's a Saginaw.
Saginaw?
Yeah.
So he was at might have been the Sunday night game, and I'm dead because I get things going with the keys to the game on the field with Lincoln Kennedy before the game. So I'm on the field.
Right.
And next, you know, I'm standing next to Draymond Green. I couldn't believe, because in street clothes and you're standing next to a guy, he's tall, but not crazy tall.
Right.
But he's not that big.
Well, he lost a lot of weight.
He's not thick.
I mean, he probably's playing 15 or 20 pounds lighter than he was when he was a senior at college or when he was a rookie with the Warriors. I mean, he's in really good shape right now.
Now, you got to remember, I'm standing around looking at football players, guys, you know, linebackers who are 250 and are monsters. But, you know, Draymond Green is kind of he's kind of a skinny guy.
Yeah. Skinny?
Skinny. He looks skinny. In his street clothes, he looks skinny.
I don't know about skinny.
Well, I was just standing next to Lincoln Kennedy. He was the biggest mountain of a man you've ever been. Gotcha. All right, 888-957-9570. You know what we're doing? We're taking your phone calls. We're taking your phone calls after a Warriors win. You want to talk Warriors? This is the place to be. The home of the Golden State Warriors. 95.7 The Game.
Warriors wrap-up continues. Here's Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
Look at Looney getting the start tonight.
Yeah, I guess Steve Kerr said he's going to start every game that Draymond isn't available. So if Draymond doesn't play tomorrow, he's going to get the start again.
And that is getting the guys you drafted involved.
Yep.
It's the future, potentially, at least future depth. How do you extend runs? You're replaced with your own in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no
if you're going to lose somebody. But they're not with the, with this new CBA, it sounds like at least the key guys, and we get back to having to pay everybody, because right now everybody's making pretty good change, and with Steph going to get a big pay raise, having your draft picks who are cheap, have them be your bench, that's the way to keep this thing going.
Absolutely. You need Ian Clark to continue to grow. You need Patrick McCaw to keep getting better. You need Looney to become somebody who's a mainstay in the rotation, and if you can do that, you keep it going. But you're right. You're absolutely right. That's how you prolong a run in terms of years.
Let's go to Telmo in the city. Is this our old friend, Telmo?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Uncle Tony.
Where the hell have you been? We've missed you.
Oh, man, I've had a crazy couple of years, but I've been busy. Hawkalicious took off, and then I went off to open my own restaurant.
Really? How's it going?
It's going well. I'm going to open here in the first week of January in here in San Francisco.
Okay, what's it going? We'll promote for you. What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called Uma Casa. It's a Portuguese restaurant. I'm Portuguese, and it's kind of something I've been wanting to do my whole life. Kind of like I guess Harbaugh going back to Michigan or something like that. But
well, make sure, Chef Telmo, you bring a little bit of this Portuguese cuisine to the Chris Townsend Show, and we'll help you out,
yeah.
Brother. You know that.
Yeah, and you know what I was going to tell you? I still run with the Tacolicious boys, so I'm due to bring you some tacos in the studio because I know you like those. And they just opened up one in your neck of the woods in Santana Row.
Really? Nice, nice. What did you think of the Warrior game tonight?
You know what? I was a little concerned at the beginning of the game. Not concerned, but just kind of seeing, like, everybody's been talking about, you know, I feel like Draymond Green, how much he brings to the table, because you can't deny Clay and Steph and KD. They can just go lights out and score at will on any given day. But what the intangibles that Draymond brings to the table, and not just his rebounding or the assists or the grit he plays with, but just the communication and the way he fires guys up when they're getting lackadaisical. I think he's really the motor behind that team. And then tonight you see a guy like Lopez in that first half, he just starts going off. And you got Zaza, and there's not a thing Zaza can do about it. He's just walking all over Zaza. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that we just hope Draymond stays healthy, and the more he plays, the better team they're going to be. Because what we saw in the first year that the Warriors won the championship was that Draymond played phenomenal defense, and then they had Iguodala stepped up and brought a lot of energy, too. And then we saw last year when Draymond was out game five, and then Boga got hurt, and I believe was maybe game five too, but he was out the rest of the series.
Yep.
When they lost that defensive edge, the offense started to fall flat too. And the Warriors are a team I really believe that the defense generates the offense. So, but I knew they weren't going to lose to the Nets, because the Nets were shooting 50% from three in the first half, and the Dubs were shooting 30%, and I knew that was going to flip-flop at some point. Law of averages. You don't win seven games this far in the season by accident.
Well, hey, Telmo, happy holidays. We hope great success for you in the start of the year, and you be in touch. You know I'm here for you, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna send you a little message offline. I'd love to have you and the missus up for a date night.
Yeah, like, yeah. Steiny,
Telmo, I'm sitting right here. You know what? Come on,
you know what?
Maybe I don't like Portuguese food anyway.
No, I'm gonna send Zachariah a message. He could bring the guru.
Okay, we'll make that happen. We'll get
Am
you
I just being excluded?
Matt Steinmetz, we'll bring him
no,
too.
No. Stein, the whole crew.
No, I'm out. I'm picketing that restaurant. I'm picketing it now. Good luck, man.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, Telmo. Yeah, he used to bring us. It would be incredible. Friday nights on the Chris Townsend Show, he would bring in Tacolicious. And he just bring in carnitas and chicken.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, it was on with chips, salsa, the whole, and it was just, it was a party on Friday nights. The only show that had that rolling, let me tell you, on Friday nights.
Well, we'll be in tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow.
We're going to start that at the new year. Why don't we just make it to where Friday night is Steiny night?
That's the way it should be.
Friday night is Steiny night.
Okay. We got to tell Telmo that, though. Apparently he's forgetting about me.
Let's go to Lee in Santa Clara. You're on Warriors Wrap Up.
Tony, you cracked me up. You got Jen from Burlingame sending you pizza. You got Nation's Burgers. You talked about New Orleans food. And you need like a food show or something.
That, you know what? I would love to have something. Me and Rachel Ray on the Food Network would be phenomenal.
How about you and Steph? Aisha Curry? Yeah.
That would be, because you know what? That woman can cook. She's impressive.
With all due respect, I got a woman at home that could give her a run for her money.
So you want me to do a show with your wife on the Food Network?
By the way,
Townie and Steiny Part 2?
My wife went cabinet shopping with my best friend for 4 hours a couple days ago.
Oh, you owe your friend for that.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I know I
do. Whenever you can get like your friend to take, I once had a friend who took, this was a long time ago, car guy helped my wife car shop.
Wow.
Which took me off the hook of going from dealer to dealer to dealer. Oh, I took him out. I took him golfing and drinking. Yeah, you got it. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, remarkable comeback tonight. At halftime, I really thought the Warriors were going to lose this one. But I want to talk about Zaza Pachulia's best game as a Warrior. I mean, 15 points, 14 rebounds, and you take a look at the rotation, him and West tonight, they combined for 25 points, 20 rebounds, and 3 block shots. I mean, the center rotation on this team, I mean, I got to say it's in the top 5 or 6 in the league right now. So that's you know, amazing to see. I didn't really expect the center position was going to come along that quickly. And then my last thought, Kevin Durant is like Mr. Automatic. I mean, even though he wasn't hitting some threes tonight, at the end of the night, you look at his line, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, no turnovers, 3 steals. It's like you could just write that in for him every game. I don't think the guy has had an off game all season. So nice win by the Warriors tonight. Totally psyched for the game against the Cavs.
I'll tell you what, yeah, and thanks a lot for the call, Lee. I'll tell you what about Kevin Durant. I've said this a few times this year. He does not miss that 18-footer from the corners of the foul line. Those wing shots, those mid-range shots, automatic from that distance.
I guess Lee's gone.
No, Lee's history. Yeah, he made his points.
He's gone.
Lee makes his points and then gets out.
Yeah, there's a lot about Durant. You know, when he takes it, there was the one bucket tonight, and it was a great call by Tim Roy. And we had great calls on both ends tonight on radio and television. But it was the one where, out of frustration, it didn't count, but he just gets to the bucket so easy with his size.
Oh, the one
size.
Where he dunked after the whistle?
Yeah, it's with his size, he's just he gets to it.
He's so long, man.
It's amazing. Has there ever been anybody like him?
Not that I can remember. I mean, there was a guy named Larry Nance who was a little like him, but
great dunker, but he didn't have the outside.
No, he could not. He didn't have the shot Kevin Durant had. I mean, there's never been a seven.
He was a slam. He was one of the guys we enjoyed in the slam dunk contest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he had a little bit more. He had more to his game than just dunking, but he didn't have the perimeter game that Durant has.
888-957-9570. Line them up. Where was the panic? We had all these people panicking, for God's sakes. I mean, everybody, oh, my God, they're down. And then all of a sudden, 17-2 run, and the Nets would commit 18 turnovers, and the Warriors, what were they down at half?
16.
And they win 117-101. Didn't they cover? They're down
they
16,
cover.
And they covered?
They did cover.
Unbelievable. Your phone call's right here. Warriors wrap-up on the home of the Warriors. That's 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Warriors Wrap-Up. Here's Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
This is really right up your alley.
Yeah.
The genre.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah. A little bit.
I didn't realize... I knew Brook Lopez had started taking some threes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was trying to be one of the Splash Brothers. Do you see how many he took tonight?
How many?
Nine.
He's taken about five a game, I think.
How many did he take in his Stanford career?
Oh, I don't think many.
Look that
at all.
Up. Brook Lopez, how many three-pointers he took in his entire Stanford career? He may have more tonight than he had in his whole Stanford career.
You may even be able to go back to last year and see that he didn't take many. Let me see. I got his numbers up right now. Last year he took 14. He took 14 threes.
For now the entire year.
Correct.
He had nine tonight.
And he had 136 right now. Let's go to Stanford. Let's go to his Stanford numbers.
I have it. 21 in his career at Stanford. Huh. He had nine tonight. Hey, give him credit.
Yeah, he's not a bad shooter from out there.
I mean, 4 for 9. 28 points.
Shot better than Curry from out there tonight.
You know what's weird? You start looking at the averages. And I know, like, Clay, you, like, look at the averages. And the average, like, last year, he was, like, 22-point-something this year. Going into tonight, he was like 21-something. But just it just seems you take out certain nights for Clay and you look at – I mean, Curry was 3 for 13. It just seems they're not – and you could look at last year, this year, and you go to the numbers that could be – oh, wait a minute. Whoa. 3 for 21 in his career at Stanford.
Yeah, that seems about right. It's 21.
He had more tonight than he had in his entire career at Stanford. Unbelievable. But it just seems that Clay and Steph, and you look at averages and they'll play out. They just haven't shot the ball as well.
They haven't. Their three-point percentage isn't as good as last year. I'm not exactly sure why. You figure it'd probably be as good, maybe even better. But maybe they've hit a point where last year they shot, I think, 41.6%. I mean, you start shooting better than that, I mean, you're among the league leaders. I mean, the league leaders are shooting 45-plus, and as a team, if you're shooting 41, 42, I mean, that's incredible. And in fact, Curry right now is shooting under 40, which you know he's going to jump back up over 40 at some point. Clay was 5 for 10 tonight. But the other thing is what? They were 12 for 37, 32%, not that great, but they still won by 16 points. Because they're finding other ways to do it. And tonight they did it with their defense in the second half.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Big Bob in Pleasanton. Go ahead, Big.
Hey, guys. Hey, you don't have to worry about the Warriors. This team is very selfless. They're going to stick together because they want to get as many rings as possible. You know, the only thing that's a blessing is Draymond had his little meltdown like a second grader, which basically brought Kevin Durant here. So it's probably a blessing in disguise. The Warriors are more entertaining this year. You can tell when you watch them. They're just phenomenal. They did a Chicago Bull thing tonight in the third quarter where they just, you know, put the stranglehold in this team for 20 points over. So, you know, I'm not worried. You know, I'm just worried that, you know, Dum Dum's going to act like an idiot again. You know, so you got to watch. You got to put him on a short leash.
I think he learned his lesson. I mean, I think he's still going to be emotional, and I think he'll still get tees, and he may get too many tees, but I can't see a meltdown like last year in the postseason.
Well, that was ridiculous. I mean, come on. You let your whole team down.
Yeah. I think he knows it. You'd like to think that he knows it, and he's not going to let it happen again.
He should be, you know, praying to these guys for forgiveness. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Well, a lot of people think that he got, what's the word? He was treated unfairly.
Got hosed?
Yeah, shouldn't have been suspended. But, hey, what's done is done.
Well, however you feel the way things went down with LeBron James, he put himself in that position.
Definitely.
And it's so, you know, you can be the ultimate homer and say, he got screwed all the way around. But the reality is, and we all know as men, you keep kicking guys in that region, there's going to be problems. You cannot keep doing that, whether you're trying to do it or not. You cannot, and no league is going to allow you, if you're, and especially the way basketball works, you can totally see it. You cannot keep kicking guys in the family jewels and think everything's going to, or how about this? You can't keep kicking guys in the family jewels and then be like, I'm the victim. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Well, the problem now is it's happened frequently enough that even if he does it on accident, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt. I think we've seen that. But
even if it's on accident, you can't keep doing it.
You're right. You're right.
Like if you do it once in a blue moon, but if it happens more than once in a blue moon, even if it's an accident, you're going to be dealt with. That's the one thing, and it was such a heated thing, and everybody was so emotional, and everybody's right. A Warrior fan, so no one wanted to really look at it the correct way. But even if you're doing it on accident, you can't keep doing it. You will be disciplined.
I really thought that last year the fans, and I know fans love their team, but I just think that nobody made Draymond Green accountable for what happened. Everybody, or seemingly it seemed like everybody, was talking about, oh, look what LeBron James did. He first baited him. Then he went to the league and said, I'm sure they'll look at it. And then Draymond got suspended. And everybody, a lot of Warrior fans, I should say, pointed to LeBron James and said, LeBron James is the guy. And I'm like, no, it's Draymond Green. He did the act. And not only that, Draymond Green missed one game. He didn't miss three games. He missed one game. They lost it. They still had a chance to come back and win one of the final two games with him, and they didn't do it.
Can you imagine if there was a series where Steph Curry got hit multiple times in the family jewels, how Warrior fans would feel?
They wouldn't be happy.
And what if the other side was saying, oh, wait a minute, Steph, it's just an accident. He didn't mean to do it. And Steph Curry's on the ground going, you know, as we all know what happens when you get hit there. Would Warrior fans really be like, oh, hey, man, yeah, don't suspend that guy?
Right.
Because the thing was, when LeBron stepped over him, it's not like he stood up and then said, hey.
Right.
He immediately went for that area from behind. Whether you like the act or not, that's now a couple kicks and now right. Kind of a punch at that area. It's yeah. Like that area has now become like, come on, man.
Like he put the officials and the league in a position where they had to make a call. You know, it's like you drive to the basket and there's contact and the fans want either a charge or a block. But the point is it's going to be one or the other because of what happened. And when Draymond did that, he put the onus on the league to do something about it. They did, and then it became something that a lot of people didn't agree with, but that's the position he put the league in, to make a decision like
that. I'll step up and say it. Whether it's an accident or not, you keep going there, that's dirty pool. And yeah. At some point, and you know what you got to be worried about, at some point someone's going to go, enough's enough, and it could get ugly. Because that's
true.
That's an area.
I know.
That's an area we as men.
You know, well, it hurts.
I can take an
just
elbow.
It really hurts.
I can take an elbow. I can take a shove. There's a lot of things I can take. But going there, that's not cool. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Well, you know, since we're going back there to the finals, you know, talking about this, I mean, LeBron shoved Draymond, should have been in a foul call right then and there, you know. The hit right there wouldn't even happen. You know, he shut them down, you know, shut the foul. But anyway, you know, Warriors down by 16 points and they win by 16 points. Like, how did they do that? Like, I don't understand it. They find a way to reinvent themselves every time. And, you know, some people say, oh, they're not going to be as exciting as they were last year. Like, what? I mean, adding Durant is not going to be exciting. Adding a JaVale McGee Lob City skill set to this team is not going to be more exciting.
You know, and not only that, but watching his occasional, you know, his silly stuff he does on the court, that's not going to be exciting either. I mean, come on now. They are going to be more exciting.
Well, you know what?
Like, last year.
Yeah, you know what, Antonio, though? Do you think they, like, here's what I think. They got off to the 24-0 start, and everybody just kind of attached themselves to the team. And then they played this incredible basketball, and they ended up winning 73 games. And I think not only was their style exciting, but the fact that they started 24-0 and got 73 wins, that made the season very, very exciting. This year, I mean, maybe it's just me. I don't think they're quite as exciting as last year. And I don't know if it's because of the play or it's because it's going to be hard for them to get 73 wins. And then they lost their first game, so they didn't start 24-0. I think there's some people that don't think this year has been as exciting as last year.
I mean, I'd rather see Durant than Barnes any day of the week, any day of the century. You know, that's just me. You know,
but I hear
you. You know,
it was just all new. It was all new last year. I mean, they came off a title, and then they went 24-0, and people were like, holy cow, this is historical. And then now they get Durant, and everyone's like, well, we're going to be great. It's just a matter of how great we're going to be. And they're pretty good, no doubt.
I think they might win 70 by accident. I think they're so good.
You might be right. Yeah. They're probably on a pace for 70 right now.
Well, someone texted me last night during the show that they were on pace for, and you know, I believe everything I see on the Penske Auto Sales text line. They said last night they're on pace for 70 and a half wins.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they won again tonight.
52, 60. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I'm sure.
Franklin and Marshall Math.
Well, I wasn't. I was more of an English literature history guy. Although I'm very good with numbers, too. What do you want me to do? Figure out what the win pace is on? All right, hold on.
Well, if it was 70 and a half last night and they won tonight.
Basically, what you would do is you would go 82 divided by 30. And that equals 2.7333 times. How many wins do they have? 26. Equals 71.0666. So they're on a pace for 71 wins right now. You're welcome, everybody. 71 wins.
That's Matt Stein. That's effing Matt Steinmetz, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. 71.0666667.
So what'd you say it is? 71 what?
71.
71.
71 and 11. That's
so
the pace
they win
on.
Tomorrow?
You know, they'll go up to 71.2 probably.
Beat Cleveland on Christmas Day?
That'll probably get them to 71.5. Now, the thing that John Dickinson and I often discuss, if they're on a pace for 71.7, I would say, well, they're on a pace for 72. Dickinson says, no, no, no. You don't give them that full win for a partial decimal point behind it. So John Dickinson and I had a very long discussion about whether you'd round up or not. I would. He doesn't.
God, I'm really bummed I missed that.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I don't think it even happened on the air.
Oh, that was just off the air?
Yeah, I was just walking.
You need to bring
cars.
That to the air.
Yeah, I think we will. I think we will. Do you round up or down on that?
Let's go to Rich in San Jose. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. Steiny, your math is brilliant. I got to give it to you, bro. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm using a calculator, but I do know the formula.
Okay, well, that's all you got to do, man. That's the way. We're in the digital age, so yeah, by all means. But
thank you.
I wanted to say, because you guys were talking earlier about, you know, whether or not, you know, if, you know, the core of the team is going to have to stay together. I don't know if you guys are talking 1 year, 2 years down the line or whatever, but I remember when they signed Kevin Durant, you know, an ESPN financial analyst had stated that the team that they had put together with Durant was something that everybody was going to have to get used to. And the reason why is because Golden State's purse was large enough to keep them there for the next six seasons. Now, I don't know how true that is, but he is an ESPN financial analyst. I tend to think that I want to believe him.
I don't know about 6 years. I mean, obviously the new collective bargaining agreement is going to impact what happens in the future. I do know that Curry's going to get a big payday, and I do know that Durant, though, they can keep those guys. And, you know, as long as as long as they keep the bird rights situation and they allow teams to go over the salary cap to re-sign their own guys, they'll be fine. Now, they may have to pay a crazy luxury tax, and that we'll see if Joe Lacob's willing to pay, because a lot of times that's really, really punitive. But I think there will be an avenue to keep those four guys together. Now, what kind of bench they'll have, that's a different story. I don't know.
Well, this is the other side of it. The other side of it is this. If I'm Joe Lacob, what am I looking at? I'm looking at, you know, Steph, Clay, and Draymond are really the seed core. In other words, that's where the championship grew from.
Okay.
You bring Durant, okay, and now you have a legacy core team. And I say legacy because if you keep those guys together, you're looking at, you know, basically title holders down the line, you know, from years to come. You look at the Lakers when they were winning their championships, they paid those punitive damages for luxury taxes because they knew it was going to bring titles to that franchise. And so when you have a drought that's 45 years in the making in Golden State, I just don't see Lacob letting that go away that soon.
No, I mean, I think if he can keep it together, he's gonna do his best to keep it together. I think he's kind of proven that. I think there's a scenario in which, you know, who knows what's going to happen a year or two down the line. Maybe another free agent comes open and he'll try to go get that free agent in a move that he thinks is going to upgrade the team. I mean, nobody thought, well, I shouldn't say nobody thought. Once it got to free agency, it was a possibility. But let's just say a year ago at this time, nobody really thought Kevin Durant was going to come to the Golden State Warriors. So you never know what's going to happen down the line. And it looks like the Warriors have a franchise now in which players want to come. And that's the biggest thing, is that players right now want to come here.
Something, you're absolutely right. When Durant came to Golden State, I stood there with my mouth dropped wide open, because I was just so sure that he was either going to re-sign with OKC, I don't know, maybe go to maybe Boston or Toronto or maybe even Houston, but I did not pick him coming to Golden State. That was my last discussion on that.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stay in Oklahoma City, no doubt, but I did think the Warriors were right there afterwards. I thought if he doesn't re-sign with Oklahoma City, then I did think the Warriors had a shot at it.
Well, the Warriors had to lose.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
A lot of us didn't really see that in the equation.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Because if they win it,
he's not coming.
No, I don't think so. The other thing is if the Thunder beat the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, and they had them 3-1. If they beat the Warriors, and even if the Thunder would have gone on to lose to Cleveland, I think Durant stays in Oklahoma City. So there are a few things that happened there in the Warriors' favor, even though losing in the NBA Finals doesn't seem like a good thing. It certainly had a silver lining.
If they win the NBA Finals, would they have pursued him as hard?
I think they would have.
Like everybody, like the key core going to the Hamptons.
Good question. I think they might have.
Boy, you're back-to-back title winners. Why are you going to, you really going to go all out and court somebody?
Well, because Lacob's proven that he's willing to
I'm
do
sure
things.
I'm sure Lacob goes.
Well, yeah.
To the players?
That's a good question. Harrison Barnes probably doesn't go. Bogut doesn't go, but they didn't go before either. It's a good question. The Hamptons are nice in the summer, though. They're nice.
Yeah, I hear it's not bad.
Yeah, there's some money out there.
It's pretty good living. JJ in San Jose. Go ahead, JJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. There's a couple things I want to get to. And you guys were mentioning the earlier about accountability and how Draymond, no one really held Draymond accountable in the last postseason. I tend to agree with you, but more on like on a bigger scale. I don't think anybody held the Warriors accountable for the mistakes that they were making during their playoff run, because maybe they were a little too confident that, you know, the grass was going to be greener sooner than later, you know?
No, I think that's a good point.
And then another thing, I think this year, I mean, obviously, there's the only thing that would obviously, if we won a championship last year, it would have been obviously the best season in the history of basketball.
Right.
But because we were, what, 40 seconds away from like, we were 40 seconds away from checking off the, you know, every single historical landmark you could possibly think of for the best team in the history of basketball. And we just couldn't pull it through. And then now you look at this year and you sign Kevin Durant. So, you know, it's almost as if you take it for granted because you're just like, well, if we got KD, like, obviously you're going to make the playoffs. Like, that's not even a discussion. The discussion maybe is like what seed you're in, but if you look at us now, I mean, you got San Antonio's, you know, right there behind us, but people are probably taking this season for granted because they just witnessed the best, the most awesome regular season of all time. And I feel like a lot of Warrior fans tend to believe that because they went for that record, it did kind of play a little game of mind fatigue and physical fatigue during the postseason that we don't want to go that route again. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And I think that Steve Kerr and Draymond Green even talked about that. Draymond Green said a few weeks ago that he thought the team peaked too early last year. And I do think there was an emotional toll that the Warriors had to endure. And was it the reason they lost in the NBA Finals? I don't know. I'm not willing to say no. They played important games all season long because they were going for that record. They were also trying to stay ahead of the San Antonio Spurs, too. But my point is they never had a lull last year. They never had a situation in which they played 2 or 3 weeks and they were flat because, whatever, they weren't playing hard or they weren't focused. Every game was seemingly a high-stakes game in January and February even. That's a long time to stay mentally sharp. I think they were. I think they were mentally fatigued by the end of it.
Did the 73 wins have anything to do with Steph Curry and the water on the floor and hurting the knee?
No. No. But maybe. I don't know. I mean, the easy answer is no. I'm just saying is...
I think
I'm
it's just, a cop-out.
Dude, they were playing... They were playing middle of January, and they're trying to win games.
So the Chicago Bulls. So the Lakers back in the day. They all won it. Every team, I remember that list that I had for you. Every team that had the best record at the All-Star break, like the top three or five, all went on to win the NBA title. All these teams that had the greatness, and they all went on to win. So why didn't the Warriors?
Well, because...
They were fatigued. To me, it's a cop-out.
Well, what if they were fatigued? I mean, what if they actually were?
All right.
I mean, you could say, well, then they got to get in better shape. They got to be tougher physically and mentally.
But then there's got because everybody else pulled it off who was in that realm. Why didn't you?
Well, you know what? LeBron James took 2 weeks off last year. He just took 2 weeks off in the middle of the season. And you could maybe, was that the reason he was fresh down the stretch? I don't know. Although, you know, to your credit, I mean, to your point, the Warriors' starters sat out a lot of fourth quarters.
They sat out a ton of fourth quarters.
Did. You're right. You're right.
Remember that? We were talking about, oh, my God, look at the amount of time they are sitting out is awesome. Once again, water on the floor against Houston, hurt knee, he wasn't the same. He's your best player. He's the best player. If he doesn't get hurt there, and I don't think that water on the floor and hurting his knee had anything to do with the 73 wins.
Do we know there was water on the floor?
Wasn't that the whole deal? Water on the floor.
And then there was sweat.
Whatever it is. Perspiration. Moisture. Whatever. If he doesn't hurt his knee, is there a different deal? I mean, your best player was never the same and had nothing to do with the regular season.
Well, what if he was being defended differently? What if he was just being defended better by Cleveland players? Because in the playoffs, the game was a little more physical.
No one's really 100% at that time of the year.
Yeah, you're right.
But he was hurt. He was playing through the knee problem.
Well, yeah.
He wasn't the same guy.
He got hurt against Portland.
He couldn't move, dribble. He couldn't do all the things that he normally does because of that injury. And that had nothing to do with the regular season.
Right. Yeah. It's all good discussion.
It hurt.
Points.
You know what? People wanted to make it hurt because they didn't win. And right. Everybody wanted to make, you know, it's the Draymond call. It's Steph getting hurt.
Right.
In the end, they didn't bring it home, and it hurt.
Yeah, it did.
And really what it did, it led to where we are today. Kevin Durant's not coming here if they win it. And I doubt they put on the full court press the way they did if they were back-to-back champs. Because when you're the back-to-back champs, you really go out and court somebody that way?
Yes. I don't know.
But, hey, then again, how the hell do we all know? What I do know is, speaking of the luxury tax, I'm glad you brought that up. I saw something yesterday, and we'll continue with your phone calls at 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. But I saw something yesterday. How committed? I know somebody who's been really committed with going over the luxury tax. Will Joe Lacob be this committed? We'll talk about it on Warriors Wrap-Up right here on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Wrap-Up continues. Here's Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
Warriors with the win over the Brooklyn Nets, 117-101. They got one more tomorrow. And then Christmas Day early. It's going to be weird. Opening
yes.
presents, Santa, the whole deal. And then it's going to be pretty early to go right into, like, watching hoop. Because usually,
yeah.
you know, you go through the day, you get through, and you're starting to cook dinner, and family starts arriving, and then you get into a little hoop. But this is early.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay though. Basically, at my house, the girls will get up pretty early. Not crazy, but we'll probably get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock. We'll open the presents. It'll be 8:30, 9:30. I'll have my nice coffee. Probably have a nice bite to eat for breakfast.
Mimosas or
no.
bloodies?
No, I'm coming in here. I'm coming in here.
Oh. Whoa.
Then at about 11 a.m., I think at 11 a.m., I'll get in my car, and I'll drive in here, get here by tip-off at 11:30, watch the game. I think my boy Feldhaus will be here, right?
Whoa.
Feldhaus will be here.
Wow. You guys have a good time.
At 11:30, the game will be 12:30, 1:30. Game will be over at 2.
Did I say whoa?
Whoa. Whoa.
Thank you, Gronk.
You know, I could see the game's over at 2. I could see a 3 to 5 hour post-game. Definitely. How late are you working? How late are you laughing?
Feldhaus, you ready for that?
Feldhaus laughing.
It'll probably be 9 to 5 because, you know, ABC, it's an ABC game. So
liar!
That's true. It'll go from 11. It'll go.
Are we carrying the other games? Or is it just. If you get rocking with calls, why not? Because, you know.
Who's going to be calling on Christmas at
3
p.m.?
Hey, I just did the Raiders after they clinched. I did 3 hours of calls. Why don't you do 3 hours on Christmas Day?
If we get calls, I'll stay here. For 3 hours.
No!
I absolutely will. You'll have to drag me out of this studio.
Yeah, on Christmas. 888-957-9570. So this just came out from the New York offices in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers paid $31.8 million in luxury tax, while the Yankees paid $27.4 million. But Joe Lacob, really, how committed are you to going over the luxury tax? You grew up a Yankee fan. Check this out. The New York Yankees paid into the luxury tax for the 14th straight year.
Did they really?
Yes.
Well, the way the old collective
I'm
going to
give
agreement.
Both of you guys a guess. Feldhaus, you're an Indians fan, so you don't even know what the luxury tax is. Just take a guess.
In baseball?
Yeah. 14 years they've been paying.
You mean what the luxury tax was this past year, for example?
No, they just paid 27.4.
Oh, you mean how much they've paid in
14 years?
Years,
yeah. This is money that
$250 million.
This is money they've paid out of their pockets.
And it goes to every other team.
It goes to the A's. how much do you think they've paid out in 14 years? Money that they've made that they now have to, because they went over the luxury tax for salary, they had to give back to Major League Baseball.
$270 million.
Not even close. $325 million over 14 years. Whew, gone because they overspent. Unbelievable. Let's go to Josh in Oakland. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
before I talk about the contracts, I want to say I agree with you, Tony, on it really being the fatigue not really playing a factor, the mental fatigue either. I think if they wouldn't have gotten a record that it would have, but I got to believe how competitive those guys are, that after they won, you know, that 73rd game, that they had to feel rejuvenated almost and couldn't wait to get into the playoffs and get to playing the eighth seed. And then Steph goes down, the slip on the floor, the tennis ball on the elbow, Clay taking the knee from Miles Goff. I think that was just hurting. It's not an excuse as much as it is an explanation. But really what I wanted to say is whenever a Warrior goes down, it's like they get ultra valuable. You know, like right now Draymond is congratulations to him having his son. But, you know, the reason that everything works for this team is because, for one, Steve Kerr, but really just Pegs, people being in the right place and just working as a machine. And, you know, Dre's out, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we don't really need Clay, but you needed Clay in the game six, and he's our Iron Man. You know, he'll probably end up playing five or six more years ahead of Steph Curry just from how much he's in shape and everything. But really what I'm trying to get at is do you think it's a possibility? I know that Steph and KD can get a bunch of money, and who am I to talk about what goes in their pocket or not and how well off they are out here or whatever, but do you think that they would be the type to say, I would take a lesser contract in order to keep this group together? And that would be hard because with Luke Walton lurking out there and that just being right in L.A. and Draymond and Clay being so close to Luke, and they wouldn't have to uproot their lives or whatever, that if he could, like, kind of pull one of them away. But what I'm saying is, do you think that any of these guys will be willing to take kind of a pay cut? Like, because I know Jordan and Tim Duncan, I heard those guys were never, like, the highest paid players, either, of course, on the team, but in the league and whatnot. So I just want to know your thoughts on that.
I think it's possible. I think what we'd be looking at more would be another team throwing as much as they possibly could at a Draymond Green. And then the Warriors doing what they can, but maybe the difference isn't that big of a deal. Yeah, I could see that, especially if, let's say, we get down the line 2 or 3 years and the Warriors win, let's say, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because this is just so crazy, but let's say they win 3 total titles. Well, at that point, maybe a guy like Draymond Green will say, you know what, I've won 3 titles. Let me try to go do something somewhere else and win a title somewhere else. I think that's very possible. You know, I think what also Josh was talking about, and I'm with him 100%, is I think if you take off a lot of players on this team, they'd be a very different team. I mean, if Andre Iguodala weren't on this team, I think the Warriors would be different. I think they would not be nearly, I don't want to say nearly as good, but they would miss Andre Iguodala. They would miss a stability that he gives them. And that's the thing about this team. They're a sum of their parts, and even though they have all these superstars, they need all those superstars because of the way they play. They get them all involved.
Let's go to Justin San Leandro. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for taking my call. I think Joe Lacob is going to do whatever it takes to keep this team together and stuff. I mean, obviously, it's about winning championships, and he's going to, you know, he's got money to do it. I mean, the team is pretty much the best team in the NBA for these past couple of years, and he's going to do whatever it takes to keep them. You see, he sent the best players to go down to the Hamptons to go pick Durant up. So, of course, I mean, he's going to do whatever it takes. But also, too, on the guys and stuff, the last things that they were saying about the finals last year, maybe it's just me, but I felt that maybe we didn't win it because, like, even though, you know, everybody's saying, you know, Steph was hurt or whatever, did you see the amount of minutes that LeBron played each game compared to Steph's minutes? I know you're injured, but you could play a little bit more as if you're – I don't know if he wasn't hungry enough for it, but I know if I'm trying to get another championship, hurt or not hurt, I'm going to play my all. So,
no, I mean,
I don't know
if
that has
– Yeah, I think one of the complaints some Warrior fans had, Justin, was – you know, Azili played in Game 7, and LeBron drew that foul on him on a 3-point shot, he baited him. And I know it's only one play, but those plays ended up they ended up hurting the Golden State Warriors. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, LeBron was just he was in there all the time. He very rarely came off the floor. Look, I didn't think the Warriors were going to lose the NBA championship last year until they actually lost it. I thought they were going to win when they were entering the finals. I thought they were going to win when they were up 3-1. I thought they were still going to win it when it was 3-3. I thought they were going to win it at halftime of Game 7. I thought they were going to win it at the end of game, at the end of the third quarter. And I guess here's my question. What if they don't win it this year? What if they go 71-11, they get to the playoffs, they get to the finals, and Cleveland beats them again? Then what do you do? Townie? Then what do you do if you're Joe Lacob?
Oof. That's going to be a dagger.
I mean, it's that almost inconceivable.
That'd be a dagger.
It really is, but what if?
And then what would you be saying about LeBron?
Exactly.
I remember some of the things that were said about LeBron on this radio station that were absolutely ridiculous.
LeBron James is
one of the greatest players to have ever played.
No doubt.
No question.
It.
Sid in Palo Alto. Go ahead, Sid.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
You know, I haven't been watching too many Warrior games this year, but I was watching tonight's game, and just watching Durant, I was thinking about who might be the best player in the league right now. And I think of Curry, LeBron, Durant. But I saw so many plays today where it just looked like he felt like if he could get a dribble inside of 18, that he could just finish at the rim. And he had so many layups today. He's so lanky, and he just gets the rim so quickly. I don't know anybody else at his size and his speed that can just finish at the rim like he does. And then on top of that, you add his range, whether it's mid or from the three. I can't think of a better offensive player. I mean, I think most people consider LeBron, but Durant is just amazing every single night.
There's no doubt about it.
I would say that Durant is the best scorer in the NBA, just proven scorer. And I would say LeBron's the best player in the NBA because I think LeBron is a better passer than Kevin Durant. But Durant, when he's going, he's virtually unguardable because he's a 7-foot guard.
We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. We're going to hear from Andre Iguodala. We go inside the locker room right here. Warriors wrap up 95.7 The Game.
The second half starts with Durant. Chance for the 3-point play.
Well, it's amazing what a halftime talk will do from the coach, huh?
Golden State down by 16 at the break, and they win by 16. Their final score 117 to 101.
Warriors wrap-up continues. Here's Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
One of the great follows on Twitter, at WarriorsPR. The Warriors have grabbed at least 50 rebounds in 4 straight game, the team's longest streak since 2013.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 2001 in the PJ Carlissimo era.
51 rebounds tonight. And, of course, that sound from CSN Bay Area. The Warriors overcame a 16-point deficit tonight, the largest comeback victory this season.
Of any team or theirs?
The Warriors' comeback.
Okay.
And not only did they come back from 16, they turned around and they covered the spread.
That's... I got to tell you, I don't usually look at that anymore. Maybe I should. I should start betting, Townie. Maybe I'll start betting.
I'm down. You want to? Then you'll start hearing these shows if we're like really pumped up.
I know.
Or
I know.
Really like,
well,
you son of a.
Well, that's the thing.
So the line was 14, whether, wow. I don't know if it went up or down.
Would have been so nerve-wracking,
but they
though.
Covered. Yeah, you're down 16, come back and cover.
I don't need that. I don't need that stress in my life.
It's time to the keys
money,
to victory.
I need that paper.
Brought to you by American Express, proud sponsor of the Golden State Warriors.
I thought Zaza and David were the keys to the game. We needed that veteran leadership, that poise. They understand games like this. They've been through these many times. And Zaza was tremendous. He's battling Lopez out there. And David was really, really good. He brought some physicality to the game. And both of them were fantastic.
Yeah, how about that? David West, 16 minutes. 4 for 5 from the field. 10 points.
Him. He helped him tonight. So did Pachulia. I'm telling you, Pachulia,
Zaza.
The best thing that happened to Pachulia was he missed 4 games because you start to appreciate him when he's not in there. He's not spectacular, but when you're playing with those 4 guys for the most part, and I'm talking about Draymond, Curry, Clay, and Durant, just give me some stability at the center spot. I don't need bells and whistles. I don't need someone who's erratic. I just want somebody who just can fit into the box and do some things and not make a lot of waves.
And the coach's interview brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play it Oaks. I'm not going to be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow I have the day off.
All right. I'm
supposed to play golf, but unfortunately.
It's going to rain.
I know. My brother comes up. I got my nephew who's really, really, really good. He competes in junior golf in Southern California, and we're going to go play golf. And the one day we're going to play, it's going to pour rain. So I'm not going to be with you, but
okay.
You know that.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll give you. Well, you can call in, though, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you call in and just share some of your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a that's a great idea.
So the Raiders play Saturday.
Na 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 na. Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts come to town.
You can see that defense better be ready because he's good.
I've got a lot of nuggets on the Raiders D coming up here for the Chris Townsend show.
Well, you know what? I should listen to him because I'll be hosting with Daryl the Guru Johnson tomorrow.
Do you want me to like text you these? But wait a minute. I got to save these for the Raider pregame show.
Oh, you're not going to do them after I leave tonight?
I am.
Okay.
So you can steal them.
Yeah, I will listen.
You can steal them.
Give me one nugget.
You want
a
nugget?
One Raider nugget.
All right.
Mario Edwards going to play, right? I'm hearing he packed his bag, as they
we'll
say,
see.
Vic Tate for
we
reporting.
We will see. I was there today, interviewed Jack Del Rio. They're hoping.
How's he doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah, I bet you didn't really nail him down on X's and O's, did you?
Oh, I threw a lot of fastballs.
No
softballs, all
didn't.
Fastballs.
Jack, if I were to tell you at the beginning of the season that you'd be 11-3 after 14 weeks, would you have told me I was crazy? Come on, that's not a hard ball.
You trying to say I don't ask really hard questions on the Raiders' actual own television show, Silver and Black, on Channel 2?
You like Jack Del Rio?
Love Jack. Great guy.
All right.
You know what? Football coaches and interviews got to be, you know, the tough guy,
right.
Stoic.
Right.
Once the camera's done, we laugh. He's fun with the entire staff. I mean, they kind of – he's the kind of guy that gives it to people and takes it.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. I like to give it to people, and I don't like to take anything.
That's why the text line and you are not friends.
That's true.
I'll give you one. You ready for this one?
Sure.
This is one I gave out last night, so this is not one of my specialties anymore. The Raiders have outscored opponents 42-0 last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter this season.
That's a good stat.
It's incredible.
That's a good stat. I may build a segment around that tomorrow morning.
That is incredible. Just like the Golden State Warriors. Remember, all Warriors guests sound better on JBL speakers and headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. One thing I won't talk about that I just looked up, and it always kind of gets me. There was 7 games in the NBA Finals last year, right?
Yep.
Do you know how many days off there were between Game 1 and Game 7?
I think 5 or 6, probably.
5 or 6, Feldhaus. Days off between Game 1 and Game 7 with all this fatigue we've talked about.
It's going to be more than that.
It started, June 4th, and it ended, June 19th? So, yeah, I don't know.
Eight,
yeah.
11 days off between these games.
Wow.
11 days off.
Well, no, I think they had 2 days, and they weren't even traveling. They weren't even traveling. They had 2 days off.
11 days.
It's crazy.
Played on June 2nd. Came back on June 5th. then play till June 8th, then came back and played June 10th. Oh, they only had a day off.
Yeah, that was tough.
Then they came back and played June 13th, 16th, and 19th. 11 days off for seven games.
See, maybe the Warriors were just
maybe too many
stale.
Days off.
They were stale.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Steiny, enjoy. You're going to be doing the mornings tomorrow,
yeah,
and then you're coming back.
And then I'll do post-game, yeah.
God, you see, now you're not going to be tired. You're not going to be fatigued. You're not grinding.
No.
It's who you are.
Exactly.
Because you're
what
tough.
I do.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back Saturday morning for the NBA this week.
You're damn
and
right.
And then I'll be back Christmas Day.
You're not bitching, are
no,
you? You're
not? No. No.
I don't
I
hear you
it.
Bitching.
I love it.
Because he's Matt Steinmetz. He's tough. Get ready to talk a little Raider football. It's the Chris Townsend Show on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.